another cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101. It's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter.
Monitor it is, and here you got your parade. Any kind you like. Astrud Gilberto calls them off for you. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by Time, the weekly news magazine. The more you need to know, the more you need Time. In 1 minute from Washington, some comment on the president's television image and how it relates to politics in an election year. First, this.
The 19th century American clergyman Henry Ward Beecher once remarked, "Perfect emancipation is affected only when the mind is permitted to form, to express, and to employ its own convictions of truth on all subjects as it chooses." Like Beecher, the editors of Time, the weekly news magazine, are aware that each of Time's readers wants exposure to varying and often opposing ideas, with the right to react freely according to individual feelings and experience. That's why Time presents each week not only a diversity of subjects, but also a range of viewpoints representing all sides of the issues discussed. In fields from world affairs to science, U.S. business to education, Time's editors use their knowledge and authority to expand, not direct, the minds of Time's inquisitive readers. Time, the weekly news magazine of 20 million well-informed people around the world.
Now, Ray Scherer, NBC News White House correspondent.
Friday morning at his White House news conference, the president declared, and it drew the biggest laughter of the day, "If I have done a good job on anything since I have been president, it is to ensure that there are plenty of dissenters." The president went on at some length about dissenters, pointing out that there is a difference between responsible dissent and what he called stormtrooper bullying. The president used the word stormtrooper, as applied to demonstrators, three times in the course of his 37-minute news conference. He did not say that these stormtroopers have been inhibiting his movements about the country, but it is a fact. Last Monday, members of the National Grange expected the president at their convention in Syracuse. Mr. Johnson did not go, and it was described as a security matter. Last week, when he went to New York City to speak at a union convention, he did it with only an hour's notice so that the city would not have to deploy its entire police force to protect him from Vietnam protesters. The president's Veterans Day tour of the country last weekend was his first jet swing around the nation since the 1966 congressional election. The president was on government property all day and spoke only to military audiences. This means there were no demonstrators and there were plenty of cheers. The question is, what happens next year when the president runs for re-election? Although he sidestepped the question at the news conference whether he is running, no one who watched him or heard him has any doubts about it. When a man runs for election, he mixes with the crowds. He squeezes the palm. He rubs elbows with the masses. And that is what the president will want to do next fall. But with the president's security men, the Secret Service, concerned over Vietnam demonstrations, there is a legitimate question how much the president can plunge into the crowds. At least a partial solution to this problem may have shown itself Friday at the news conference, and that is campaigning by television. A president, because he is president, can get lots of free time on television. All he has to do is call a news conference. The president showed a new free and easy television style this week. He seems to have shed his inhibitions about TV. This would appear to make him a more effective campaigner next year. Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Ring Around the World, another monitor close-up of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by VM, the Voice of Music.
VM, the Voice of Music, makes the most remarkable portable stereo phonographs, like that portable component system they invented. But some people can't remember that name. All right, just use it in a sentence like, what was I saying?
VM, the Voice of Music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Arnold's latest. Here comes heaven.
Here comes heaven, all satin and lace. Love in her heart and a smile on her face. She's the world to me. Heaven is all my heart can see.
Before the hour, you're on the timely monitor beacon.
Sharing freedom is Dr. George Brothers on WNBC, Plaza 7-8866.
The listener's problem, teenagers and violence. The answer.
More and more, we're seeing violence for the sake of violence and not for money alone. There's a stimulation, a courting of danger, an illness which erupts into
Dr. Joyce
violence.
Brothers, weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC.
The breakdown.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. All right, so you're a golf widow. Or your husband's always watching a football game weekends. Singer Anita Bryant has some friendly advice on that for you in about 7 minutes. Right now, on monitor, little old Nancy Sinatra.
This town is a lonely town. Not the only town.
Your music and information center.
Sitco presents music to relax and change your oil by. If you think all gas stations have to be dull, you'll sing a different tune at Sitco. You see, we know what a pain in the neck just waiting around can be. So we've made your Sitco station a little brighter, a little cozier than the ordinary station. While we change your oil, you can do a little window shopping for a change. Or relax and plan a pleasure trip. Exciting? Not really. But it is a little nicer. Next time, stop in at Sitco. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Holly, the latest ballad by Andy Williams.
Golden fields,
In one moment, the singer is a sport. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the new 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again with the finest Mercury's ever built.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when you don't have to apologize for smoking because Mercury's optional new Comfort Stream ventilation changes the air every 90 seconds.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when you can turn your Mercury Bone's individually adjustable lounge seats into a full width front seat so you can sit close to someone.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch. It's in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. Put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got the fine car touch.
And your Mercury dealer's got brand new 68 Mercuries you can choose from right now, with plenty more on the way. Lincoln Mercury's rolling again, and your Mercury dealer's ready to talk business.
Singer Anita Bryant has some advice for you ladies. If you'd like to get in on the fun your husbands enjoy, get involved in sports. The story from Burl Womack in Savannah.
Anita Bryant, we know something about your music. What about sports?
Well, living in Miami, Florida, certainly it's advantageous to a lot of good sports fishing. And not just, I don't mean just throwing a line off of our dock and with bait, let it sinking down to the bottom, but I'm talking about the real sports casting that an angler would do, would go out, say, into the South Miami Flats, go for bonefish with very light tackle, or go out into the Gulf with, there again, light spinning tackle for dolphin, which is a real thrill, or down into the Everglades for tarpon. I've caught a 60-pound tarpon on an 8-pound test, and to try and give the sport fish a better than average chance of getting away, and that's the real thrill of it.
You know, it's traditional for a man to surpass his wife when they both participate in a given sport, and yet I believe you actually taught your husband, Bob Green, to fish. Is that right?
He doesn't like for me to tell this story, you know, but when we were first married in 1960 in Florida, we lived in a beautiful apartment right on the bay, and so I encouraged him because of my background in Oklahoma, having done quite a bit of fishing and camping with my folks, to try his hand at fishing. So we went down a little tackle shop and got some inexpensive gear and were fishing with shrimp. And I didn't realize he didn't know how to bait the hook. So his first hook, I actually baited it. And he cast it out, though, and he caught a 2 or 3 pound little jack and brought it in. He was so thrilled from that. I didn't realize what a monster I was creating. From that time on, he started reading up on it and really becoming a very skillful fisherman. Is much better than I today, to say the least. But I have just that certain kind of luck. You know, I always catch the biggest fish the most, but I still maintain he is the most skilled fisherman in the family. But what I meant by creating a monster, we now have a big yacht called the Sea Sharp, a 31-foot Bertram. We've got all this fine handmade equipment, the whole thing. So I didn't really realize what I was doing, you know. It's sort of gotten out of hand.
Yes. Some time ago, I interviewed a lady deer hunter who had just bagged her first buck with a bow and arrow. Her husband came home empty-handed. Now, this posed a problem in terms of his ego. How would you have handled the situation?
Well, if I'd have been that lady with the husband that had an ego problem, I guess, first of all, I might have claimed that it was an accident, that I didn't really see a buck, and I just shot the arrow just practicing, and that it was a mistake, the whole thing. Or I would have said, well, he taught me everything I knew, and that it was really his skill, you know, the fact that he had taught me all this was the only reason that I had gotten it, you know, had shot it in the right spot.
That's exactly what she told me.
Yeah. I think if it had been my husband, I'd have had no problem, because he really doesn't have an ego that I have to worry about. As a matter of fact, it's just a problem the other way. When we go into a restaurant, they'll have the reservations under Mr. and Mrs. Bryant. I said, now, what do you want to do that for? He says, so we can get a good table. So it doesn't bother him at all, not Bob Green.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing these moments with us. Burl Womack for Monitor Sports.
Singer, now a word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV. a $100,000 car with $1 spark plugs. They're Autolite plugs, the same kind you buy. How come $1 plugs in a $100,000 car? Because there are no better plugs, not at any price. Get Autolite spark plugs for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Marching band. The tune is Lapland. News coming up on the hour. My name is Morgan.